Hello, my audio friends. It's Slandy here. It's August 9th, 2015, 10:30 in the morning. I'm sitting here in my living room. It is a kind of a cloudy Sunday morning. And, well, they had said we were supposed to have sunny skies. I don't know. Maybe we'll get a little bit of sun later on. I'm supposed to go for a scooter ride out to my mom's place. So hopefully the weather will allow me to do that. I was just listening back to the audio recording I did about 10 days ago. It was sort of an update from my car a week or so after our camping trip. And in it, I mention ending my love affair with Apple. And I wanted to just elaborate a little bit more quickly. The reason for this, and most of you who have listened to me in the past and have known me, as much as I love Apple products, I've always sort of had a little bit of a love-hate relationship with certain aspects of them, especially the price. I find them rather expensive for what they give you, and I realize you're kind of buying into the whole lifestyle thing with Apple, and that's, I understand that fine. And of late, I was having a lot of problems with my iPhone 4. Now, I understand it's an older phone, and updated the iOS to a certain point, and it started acting funny. The proximity sensor stopped working, so every time I put it up to my face to make a phone call, I would cheek dial people, and it was a real mess. And when I wanted to change, I found it difficult to go out and buy an iPhone, say even a 4S or even a 5 or a 5S, for a reasonable price that was unlocked. And so I could use it with any company. I found a few, but again, I wasn't sure, and I would have had to buy them from questionable sources sometimes, either eBay or there's a couple of wholesalers in the Toronto area that were selling some. But again, they weren't the latest and greatest. I think the highest they had was 4S, and even at that, I think they only had 16 gigs. And I found that even at 16 gigs, I couldn't put my enough music in there. I was always swapping out music. So what I wanted to do is go back to an Android phone to A, have an SD card so I can pump the sucker up to 32 gigs or whatever. The one I ended up buying, the Motorola Moto G, can go up to a whopping 128 gigabytes of SD card if I wanted to. I've got a 32 gig in there now, and that seems to be fine for me. I don't have to swap out as much music. Now, the other thing too was, and this happened very recently, 3 or 4 days ago, I was working on my Mac Mini, which has been pretty much a bastion of reliability for the better part of the 4 or 5 years I've owned it. The only problem was when I went to, not Yosemite, the other one, Mavericks, or Maverick, whatever that operating system's called. But when I went to Mavericks, it was causing me all sorts of grief. It slowed down. So I backtracked it to wherever I'm at now, Snow Leopard, I guess. And it's been very, very good, very reliable and zippy. I haven't had a problem. But a few days ago, I had the oddest thing. I was working in iPhoto and the computer just shut down. Just out of the blue, boom, shut down. And this gray screen came up that I've never, ever seen in all my years of working on an Apple. And it said, your computer had to restart due to a panic stop or something to that effect. So basically, instead of having a blue screen of death, I was getting a gray screen of death. No unhappy face, no anything. And no other messages. And nothing in the logs that would indicate what in the world had happened. So I said, okay, well, I let it restart. But I have to admit, I kind of looked at the machine and I said to it, out loud, mind you, thank God nobody was home, but I said, I hope you're familiar with the game of baseball, because that was strike one. And the reason I say this is because in the back of my mind, I've been wondering if I really need a desktop computer. As you know, I have a Lenovo ThinkPad, a T500, which I bought about, I want to say almost a year ago now, and it's been great. If there's time in this audio recording, I'll tell you a little story of I had to do a repair on it, nothing major, but I'll tell you about it in a few minutes. So I have my Lenovo, and I'm wondering, do I really need my Mac Mini as well? What I do like is to have a big screen. So I'm thinking, what I was thinking is getting a docking station for my Lenovo and buying a 27-inch LCD monitor and hooking it up to the docking station so that I can just plug it in and have a bigger real estate when I need to do more a bigger project or whatever. And then I can just undock it, carry it with me, and I have all my documents and I have everything else. My only regret with that would be the amount of actual disk space I have, because this Lenovo only has, I think, a 250 gigabyte drive, which is nowadays is rather small. I have a 500 gigabyte on my Mac, and I have a 1 terabyte backup unit, and I also have another 350 gigabyte external unit that I use for storing files. But of late, I really haven't had any big files. I don't have any big projects, and I don't envision having any big projects. And any big projects I'm going to have are going to be dealing with work, and then I'll be using the work machine I have at the office. So really, I could probably get away with just having my laptop and no other unit. Kind of simplify things, right? So that's, I've been thinking of that, and I'm saying, okay, well, maybe once the Mac goes and dies, because, just to bring you up to speed, the SuperDrive in my Mac Mini stopped working. So it will only read certain CDs, and occasionally it'll read a DVD. And I'm not saying other DVDs, and, you know, it's not like it'll read manufactured DVDs as compared to burned DVDs. It doesn't really matter. And the same DVD might work today, will not work tomorrow, may not work on Monday, but will work, or say Tuesday, but will work on Thursday. It is really, really odd. And I've tried everything I can cleaning it. There's a special trick with a card, with a piece of tissue that you can kind of, I've tried everything. The only thing I haven't tried is to open up the unit. But if you've ever flipped a new Mac Mini over and removed the base where you can get to the only user serviceable parts are the memory chips. If you've ever opened that and seen how packed in that thing is, and it's one molded piece of aluminum, it's almost impossible to get in there. So I'm not even going to attempt to try to open it and figure out what's wrong with the SuperDrive. Needless to say, I have an external drive that I have a DVD burner, which is 3 times the size of my Mac Mini, but it seems to do the job. So at least I have that. So how much time do I have left? About 2 minutes. Very quickly, my ThinkPad T500 was having this problem that it was shutting down because of heat. The CPU was self-protecting itself. I installed a utility to read off the temperature of the CPU, and this poor thing was running at between 80 and 85 degrees C most of the time. So I opened up the unit. I replaced the thermal compound between the heat sink and the CPU and the GPU. Cleaned everything up, replaced the thin layer of the compound, put the heatsink and fan unit back together, put the whole unit back together, and now when I run the same utility, the CPU is happily buzzing at around 45 to 50 degrees C. And the laptop has never been better. It's fast, it's zippy, the battery lifetime seems to have gone up even. So I don't know if that's attributed to the fact that it's running more efficiently perhaps now. So that's it. I just wanted to bring you up to speed on that, because it's one thing I wanted to mention when I did the last audio recording is why this sudden ceasing of my love affair with Apple. Not necessarily that I don't like the products. It's just an ensemble of things. And right now I've been having some problems with technology, I guess. And in terms of cost-wise, I'm buying a lot of used equipment, you know, stuff that's maybe 1 or 2 years old. So with that, you know, you're not going to find many Macs of that era that are still decent machines. So that's why I've gone sort of the Lenovo side. I'll have more on that in a later audio. Thank you.